call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. The White House will understand that we have a few amendments to the agenda this evening.
That is correct. We have received a request to withdraw the application for CZ 1905, George Cole Jr. and Charles Cole. That is a request to withdraw that so that they may come back as a conditional use application. We have also received today a request to withdraw from the other business section of the agenda, the request to revise conditions of approval for 2019-2 Old Mill Landing South subdivision, and also a request to withdraw 2019-13 Old Mill Landing North subdivision. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I entertain a motion for the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
As amended.
As amended.
Second.
Move second to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the January 9 and January 23, 2020 meetings.
Chairman, we had noted a couple of minor typos in that, and so if you're minded to approve them, that would be as revised. So,
make a motion to approve the minutes as revised.
Second.
Moving second to approve the minutes as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right then. Brings us to our old business. We have two items of old business this evening. The first one being subdivision 2019-31, Arturo Granados Gonzalez.
Mr. Chairman, I move we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2019-31 for Arturo Grandos Gonzalez based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, agriculture residential. The proposed subdivision density of two lots on 2.153 acres of land is less than the allowable density in the AR1 zone. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby use or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on the area roadways. Six, both lots will have direct frontage on Burbage Road, therefore no internal road is required. Seven, given the small size of a subdivision, a waiver from the buffer requirements is appropriate. Seven, why is that another seven? The preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than two lots within the subdivision. B, the entrance shall comply with all DLDOT requirements. C, the final site plans shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
The move seconded to approve subdivision 2019-31 Arturo Granados Gonzalez for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2211, Indian River School District.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of conditional use 2211 for Indian River School District for a special needs school based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is for a public purpose, a new special needs school for the children and families of Sussex County. Two, a new special needs school will promote the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County residents and their children. Three, the site is appropriate for this use. It is in a location directly across from the existing Sussex Central High School. This site is centrally located within the Indian River School District in Sussex County. Four, this new school is needed to replace the aging Howard T. Ennis School, which is located on the Dell Tech campus. Five, based upon the information presented during the public hearing, there is the need for an additional special needs school in this area of Sussex County. Six, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the site shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. B, The site shall comply with all requirements of the Sussex Conservation District. C, signage shall be permitted on the site in accordance with the sign regulations applicable to the I-1 institutional zone. D, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2211, Indian River School District, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, that completes our old business. Ladies and gentlemen, we have no public hearings this evening. The public hearing change of zone number 1905, George Cole Jr. and Charles Cole, was withdrawn from the agenda, so we will not be having that public hearing tonight. And moving on to other business, our first item of other business is Dolly's Candyland site plan 20-03 preliminary site plan.
Okay. This is a preliminary site plan for proposed 5,125 square foot building for the retail production and storage of goods candy. The site shall include 12 proposed parking spaces and associated site improvements on a 1-acre parcel of land accessed from Coastal Highway Route 1. Additionally, the site lies within the combined highway corridor overlay zoning district. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code Tax Parcel 235, Map 16, Parcel 16. The zoning is C1 General Commercial, and the staff are still waiting for agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in the interest of my Dolly's addiction, make a motion to approve Dolly's Candyland S-20-03 preliminary site plan with final view by staff when all agency approvals come in.
Second.
Before we vote, Ms. Stevenson, estimation, is your addiction to Dolly's products such that you feel that you're conflicted out of this action here?
No, I think it's very healthy. I'm fine.
Use of power.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Dolly's Candyland site plan 20-03 preliminary site plan. Did you say that you would like the staff? Okay,
yeah.
And the final approval will be by the staff, subject to your receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is MFC Murphy LLC site plan 18-92, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for a proposed 1,550 square foot office addition and two proposed storage buildings measuring 7,200 square feet each and other associated site improvements on a 2.279 acre parcel of land accessed from Zion Church Road. The applicant is requesting approval for relief from the interconnectivity requirement for commercial uses. The revised preliminary site plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 533, Map 11, Parcel 76.02. The zoning is B1, and the staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Wingate's absence, I'm going to pick up a motion on this one. I move for approval of the revised preliminary site plan for MFC Murphy LLC S-18-92 with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve MFC Murphy LLC site plan 18-92 as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the Woodlands Revised Amenity Plan, subdivision 2005-49.
This is a revised amenities plan for the construction of a proposed 2,702 square foot clubhouse and associated site improvements. The Planning Commission approved a final amenities plan on June 27, 2019 for two swimming pools and a bathhouse. The applicant is seeking a provision to allow for parking in the front yard setback. There will be two parking spaces in the front yard setback with the remaining proposed parking spaces beyond the front yard setback. If the request is granted, the revised amenity plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code Tax Parcel District 134, Map 19, Parcel 30.02. The zoning district is MR, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
have a question before we vote on this one.
Yes,
make
ma'am.
A motion on this one.
Mm-hmm.
The two parking spaces in the front yard setback, is that up against a private road or a public road?
The private.
They're all private in this subdivision.
Yeah, then I don't care.
Lane.
That's fine.
All right, then I move for approval of the Woodlands Revised Amenity Plan 2005-49.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the Woodlands Revised Amenity Plan for subdivision 2005-49. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Cross Key Village Subdivision, preliminary minor subdivision.
This is a preliminary plan for a minor subdivision for the subdivision of three lots. Through proposed lot, parcel A will measure 7.74 acres, parcel B will measure 8.20 acres, and parcel C will measure 6 acres. The proposed outlot A will measure 0.34 acres, and the residual lands will measure 9.84 acres off of a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway located off of Phillips Hill Road. The preliminary subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Subdivision Code. Tax parcel is District 133, Map 19, Parcel 31. The zoning district is AR1, and staff is awaiting agency approval.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the preliminary minor subdivision of Cross Keys Village Subdivision with final by staff upon the receipt of agency approval.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Cross Key Village Subdivision preliminary minor subdivision plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next two items.
I'm sorry. They were pulled.
So, say again?
These two.
They are.
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
I'm getting,
sorry.
Right, getting ready to say that. Our next two items, subdivision 2019-2 Old Mill Landing South Subdivision and subdivision 2019-13 Old Mill Landing North Subdivision have been withdrawn by the applicant and will not be discussed this evening. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening.
Don't you guys want to stay?
Wow.
I thought, you know, maybe we would read War and Peace into the record or something, just to fill some time if you wanted to, or we can just adjourn.
I move for adjourning.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. We're adjourned.